House Bill 1038, an act to authorize certain law enforcement vehicles to exceed speed limits without the use of an audible siren, air horn, or flashing emergency lights under certain conditions.
House Bill 1038 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? House Bill 1038.
Madam President. Oh,
Senator Bitter.
House Bill 1038, before we get into the actual bill, I have a motion at the desk.
Motion.
Senator Vitter moves that House Bill 1038 be amended as follows. On page 1, line 15 of the printed bill, after, quote, law, unquote, insert, quote, this section applies only to South Dakota certified law enforcement officers, unquote.
Does any member wish the motion reread? Is there a second? Discussion on the Vitter motion to amend.
Madam President, it's vital that I think that we pass this motion out before we discuss the bill, because it's vital to it, and I'd like permission after the amendment to speak to both the bill and to the amendment.
Further remarks on the motion to amend. Senator Bogue.
Madam President, well, I have a question for the sponsor of the
State amendment. Your question.
Well, Senator Vitter, if you could please explain to the body who all qualifies as a certified law enforcement officer under South Dakota law.
Madam President.
Senator Vitter.
Thank you, Senator. You have to take, if you're going to be certified, you have to be certified by the state of South Dakota, and so that every law enforcement personnel has a year to be certified. So this is, it's imperative that you be certified in order to use the statute of law that I'm presenting.
Senator Bogue.
Thank you, Madam President. But I appreciate Senator Vitter the partial answer to my question, but I would like an exhaustive list. I mean, does it take into consideration conservation officers, game wardens, tribal officers, federal officers? Who all qualifies as certified law enforcement officers?
Senator Vitter.
It's my understanding, Senator, that anyone that has the powers of a law enforcement agency has to go through, it has to be certified.
Senator Bogue. Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President. I have a question to the sponsor.
State your question.
Well, Senator Vitter, as I read the amendment, it says only South Dakota certified law enforcement officers. Now, that being the case, FBI would not be South Dakota certified, nor would United States Marshals, is that correct?
Absolutely.
So they couldn't participate in a high-speed chase without lights or siren then, is that correct?
Senator Vitter.
Madam President, I guess I cannot, truthfully, I cannot answer your question. I would imagine that the FBI and the other agencies, federal agencies, fall under another statute.
Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President.
Further remarks on the Vitter motion to amend. Senator Drake.
Thank you, Madam President. I guess the only thing I'd ask of Senator Vitter, if I might, please.
State your question.
Thank you, Madam President. Why wouldn't you want to do this for any emergency vehicle? I mean, you take an ambulance that's on a run out in the country, for example, one of the worst things that you can do is have sirens going, lights going, and you got a heart patient sitting in the back. Sometimes it's good to just be able to shut off the... pardon? Are they already exempted?
Yes.
Senator Vitter.
Okay.
Madam, yes, they are.
That's all I needed. Thank you.
Senator Vitter, you have the... Did you respond or did he need a response? Okay, all right. Further remarks, Senator Whiting.
Well, Senator Vitter, question, please.
State your question.
What about city police? Are they certified in South Dakota by the state of South Dakota?
Senator Vitter.
Thank you. Yes, they are.
Senator Whiting, you have the floor.
Well, okay. If that's the answer, that's the answer. What about the federal, though? I think you do need to make, perhaps insert federal in your amendment.
Senator Vitter.
Madam President.
I mean, we don't want to come back to this next year.
They fall under another statute of the law. The federal agencies fall under. This is just South Dakota who's been certified, South Dakota law officers.
Senator Whiting.
So are you telling me then that federal officers already have carte blanche to speed?
No.
And you don't want them to?
Senator Vitter.
Senator, I'm not quite sure what the Highway Department wants the FBI to do.
Senator Whiting, you still have the floor.
Honesty is a great virtue.
Further remarks on the Vitter motion to amend? Hearing none, Senator Hagan.
Thank you, Madam President. May I have permission to talk to the bill and the amendment?
That's granted.
Thank you so much. This bill came out of Transportation 4-3, and I was one of the three that voted against this. And just here recently, a couple of weeks ago, in Pine Ridge, South Dakota, on Highway 18, we had a terrible accident, and a deputy from the Martin area was bringing a prisoner through Pine Ridge, and the prisoner was in the back seat, handcuffed, and not in a seat belt. Come off the Pine Ridge Hill there by the hospital and collided with another car. I don't know who's at fault. Both parents in the car were killed instantly. Two children was lifelined out to Rapid City, and both children have died. The lady in the back seat that was a prisoner had her neck broken. Rumor has it that this officer was speeding all through the time that he was transporting her back to Martin, South Dakota. We don't know the facts yet. I've asked Mr. Dryland, the head of the Highway Department, if he could actually furnish me with some of the information. The Highway Patrol was in on the investigation. This amendment, Senator Vitter's has brought, has done a little more to the bill than what was originally written up. I'm not quite sure with all the questions that was just asked here on the amendment, if I'm comfortable, I guess, with this. When the Highway Patrol was talking about the chase and things of that nature, they were talking about mainly the freeway. And what they told us was very understandable on the freeway, but it didn't mention off the freeway. So I appreciate Senator Vitter's trying to make this a little better, and I truly mean that. I'm still not quite sure in my own mind that this will help with the problem that I have. I ask you to vote your conscience on it, and I'm not quite satisfied with it yet, so I guess I will be a no vote. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Vitter motion to amend. Senator Vitter.
Well, you know, when we use the word certified, okay, there's going to be mistakes no matter who you certify. Doctors are certified, and there are lawsuits where they leave instruments inside of you after they operate on you, sponges. All right, that happens. I mean, we're talking about law enforcement practices, that there's going to be mistakes no matter what you certify. I don't care how you do that, there's going to be mistakes. We're talking about the overall Highway Patrol, your county sheriffs, your local policemen, all these people that do a great job and do it right. We're talking about the pursuit of criminals and people that are exceeding the speed limit. So no matter who you certify, there's always going to be some mistakes.
Further remarks on the Vitter motion to amend, Senator Moore.
Madam President, may I speak to the amendment and to the bill, please?
That's granted.
Thank you. You know, I, for the life of me, cannot understand why we want to say it's all right to go out there in a high-speed chase endanger the public when they have lights and sirens? Why do we want law enforcement to do that? I don't understand. I'm not getting something here today. It just doesn't make sense. If they know they're in a high-speed chase, they're chasing a criminal, then why wouldn't they have their lights on so the public has enough sense to move to one side of the road or the other and get out of the way? I wish somebody would explain this to me, because I don't want the citizens of this state endangered by some reckless act that this legislature allowed law enforcement to do. Thank you.
Senator Vitter.
Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I'd have got that if we'd have just passed the amendment where we could have spoke to the whole thing, but now I've got to speak to the whole thing. Anyhow, in South Dakota, the Highway Patrol has done numerous amount of studies. They have policies in place what they do. The reason this bill is before you today is that they want to do it in statute. They always thought it was in statute, but it was just policy. What happens was, is that according to their survey, when they coming down the highway and they see somebody speeding in the opposite direction, if they swing around and they throw them lights on, you invariably, unless you're going to run from them, you come over and you stop. Their theory is that you may stop in a hazardous place. They want the opportunity to turn, prevent the person from running from them, and prevent people from everybody pulling over where they can get into pursuit of the person they want, get behind them, put the lights on when they think it's safe for them to pull them over. They might stop in the top of a curve. They might stop right next to a bridge. They might stop next to a construction area. The officers have been trained, pull the person over where it's safe for the person that you're pulling over, for the officer, and for the flow of traffic.
Further remarks on the Vitter motion to amend? Senator Hutmacher.
Thank you, Madam President. May I speak to the amendment and the bill vote?
As granted.
I have a real problem with this, whether we're talking about certified officers or not. And I know they take some driving in law enforcement training. But the real problem is, Senator Vitter gave us the example on the interstate, but this doesn't limit that to just the interstate. We're talking about two-lane highways. We're talking about city streets. We're talking about gravel roads and any law enforcement officer. How many of you people want the city policeman in a 20-mile-an-hour zone going 60 miles an hour down through a residential area chasing someone without lights, kids out playing in the neighborhood? And I don't know if we're chasing bank robbers or speeders or whatever it is. It doesn't say what it has to be, but I think we're getting just a little overboard here by doing these things. There's a reason they put lights and sirens on those cars. There's a reason for that. And I've had some discussion with some legislators that were around here several years ago, and they seem to think that this bill was at one time, that this amendment was actually in place and it was removed for safety reasons because there were some problems with it. And I think the best thing we could do is to not send this bill out of here and just leave it die right where it needs to be. And think about the safety of children in the streets. Think about the safety of anyone else that may be, whatever reason, scared and drive off the road because a patrolman's coming behind them at 90 miles an hour.
Further remarks on the Vitter motion to amend?
Madam
Senator Albers.
I've kind of lost track of where we're at. Can I speak to the amendment and to the bill?
You may.
All right. First of all, to the amendment. Any law enforcement officer in South Dakota who is certified has spent at least 1 week of training in pursuit driving while he or she has attended the standards and certification school. So he has, at least in theory, some particular background training and knowledge in how to chase or how to pursue vehicles. So that's why the amendment was put in. There were folks in the committee who were concerned that in South Dakota, one can be a law enforcement officer with powers of arrest for a year before they go to the standards and training and get certified. And so that, quite frankly, the small communities can hire somebody keep them, and whether it's a good idea or not, I don't know. But that's how it is. The city can hire a policeman, and he can have powers of arrest and act as a law enforcement officer for a year. A sheriff, an individual who runs for sheriff, has a year to get certified. Doesn't have to be certified before he takes office. And I hope you don't laugh when I say this, but in order to run for office, he has to be certifiable. Yes. In any event, that's why the amendment's in there. Then as far as the bill is concerned, you know, I guess I can see where you might think there's a dark side to all this, but it's really not that way at all. Senator Huttmacher made reference to, okay, well, this doesn't always happen on Interstate 29 or Interstate 90. It could happen on a two-lane road. Very true, and that's probably the best reason for this. Trooper, deputy sheriff, whomever, meet someone who is speeding, and the trooper and that speeding person are on the highway with 20 cars in something that's almost like a traffic jam. If the trooper or the deputy sheriff, immediately upon reading that speed on radar, hits the red light, everybody in that group of cars is going to stop or try to stop. And they will effectively have created an accident. Now, I know myself from personal experience that law enforcement officers have always thought that when they were driving along and saw a speeder, that they could turn around, go after them without the red lights, speed to catch up, and then when they got to a safe spot, stop the car. I'm confident that that's been going on forever. But then we have folks in state government, they call them risk management people. Say, well, if you're going to do this, you better change the law, because you've been violating the law, whether you know it or not, you've been doing it all these years. It's that kind of a thing. Can you imagine, for instance, that you get a silent alarm to a gas station out in the county someplace. The sheriff gets up and drives out there. He is not going to approach that gas station looking for the burglar inside there with the red lights and siren. Going to be speeding to get there. But he'd have to be out of his mind to announce his presence with an audible and visual signal. We always thought that we could do that. We can't do that. Pass this bill, and law enforcement officers would be able to do it. That's what this is about. I would like to speak to, I don't want to minimize what Senator Hagan was saying. Certainly that's a tragedy. But I'd like to point out to you that in his own words, he said, well, this is gossip, this is rumor, we don't know yet. And even if we accept that the gossip and rumor that he handed down were fact, what's it got to do with this bill? This was not some law enforcement officer that had been authorized to speed with a prisoner in the back of the car. I don't know if that law enforcement officer made a mistake or not. What I do know is that that doesn't have anything to do with this bill. And I'm sorry that happened. That's tragedy, tragedy. But until we do know what happened, I guess I'll go along with Representative Hagan on that. Let's find out what happened before we draw too many conclusions about it. What it has to do with this, I think, is nothing. I guess that I've just tried to kind of straighten you out on some of the ideas you might have had about why law enforcement was trying to get this bill. And it really doesn't have a dark side. It puts them into compliance, and quite frankly, another thing that I would like to point out, we had some questions in committee. I'm confident, I can't quote the statute to you, I wasn't ready for this, but when law enforcement officers speed, even when they're authorized to speed, when they blow stop signs, when they're legally authorized to do it, if they can't do it in safety, we have a law I would call due regard. We require law enforcement officers in those circumstances to take due regard. And I submit to you that if they blow a stop sign or speed, and if it can be shown that they are negligent in some way, they can be liable the same as you and I can for being reckless. I'd urge you to pass this bill. It's not something to be scared of.
Further remarks on the Vitter motion to amend. Senator Hagan.
Madam Pro Tem, thank you. Just to respond a little bit on the rumor part of it, I would sure hate to vote for this bill and then find out that the rumors are true. Thank you.
Further remarks, Senator
Madam President.
Senator Everest.
I would call the immediate question.
The question's been called. Is there a second? Those in favor of calling the question say aye. Opposed, no. The question's been called. The question before the Senate is the Vitter motion to amend House Bill 38. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
The motion carries. Further remarks on House Bill 1038 as amended.
Madam President.
Senator Vitter.
Well, Senator Hagan, I apologize if I kind of lightened on the death of the citizens. I didn't mean to do that at all. But I do take issue with limiting the law enforcement. We have fire trucks that are called out all the time, ambulances in the middle of the cities. They come down there and they blow their horns at intersections. They turn their red lights are always on. Police in pursuit, because of they being certified, understand that when they're going on a silent alarm, they don't want to get killed either. When they get to these intersections, you know they are looking to see if somebody's coming or what's going to happen. The reverse side of that, and I would take Senator Huttmacher, if you had and you had your grandson yesterday, granddaughter in your arms up there, if she was working, because that's happened before, if she was working at some fast food operation and some idiot had a knife to her throat and the silent alarm went off, you want that law enforcement agency to get there as quick as you can and maybe shoot the sucker as quick as you can. Not later, not after he cut the throat, as quick as he can get there and shoot him, if possible. And I would do the same thing with my grandson or granddaughter. It's law enforcement. It's good law enforcement. Some people are going to take a risk, and I told you before, that happens at every step of society that happens to. I'd urge you, let's put this in stature, and let's do the right thing for law enforcement, because they are responsible people.
Further remarks, Senator Bulk.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, I know we've had a long debate, and I will try to be as brief as possible. I have some serious concern with the policy behind this bill, but I think also Senator Albers and Senator Vitter are misusing the actual word pursuit. Arriving at the scene of a crime is not pursuing an actual or suspected violator of the law. You are actually arriving at the scene of an alarm or arriving at the scene of a call, but you're not actually pursuing anyone. But all of the policy issues aside, we have some serious draftsmanship problems because we're creating a conflict within the law. The existing law now allows law enforcement officers to exceed the speed limit and other moving violations that would normally be a crime if they have their light and their audible signal on. I would have no problem if we want to say, for example, I just used back here, an ambulance driving from Faith to Sturgis. You don't want to have to blare that siren all the way for 100 miles. That's a long time to have that thing blaring. If they're out in the country, there's no problem, even in town, if they're pursuing somebody, at least give a signal, a visible signal. If you want to turn the siren off, that's fine. But we're turning both the siren and the lights off with this statute, and we're creating a conflict with the existing statutes, which do require in other sections. So we can let him speed from corner to corner, but as soon as they hit a stop sign, he's going to flick both of his siren and his lights back on. Now, what sense does that make? I mean, we have to clear this all up and make sense of this and really evaluate the policy decision here. But I would urge your opposition to the bill.
Madam President.
Senator Huttmacher.
Thank you, Madam President. I have to respond just a little bit to Senator Elber's example of the two-lane highway with 20 cars on it. Why in the world would I want a patrolman trying to pass without lights and pull cars over and be on the wrong side of the road illegally passing people, speeding, trying to catch the guy in front? I would rather they turned their lights on and pulled that string of traffic over and stayed in the right lane and didn't create a head-on collision with someone. I think this bill goes way too far. We talk about the highways and we talk about the interstate and we talk about speeding,
But let's stop and think about what we're doing here, people. It does not limit it to the interstate. It does not limit it to the highways. It can be city streets. It does not have to be a speeding violation. And I think we need to use just a little common sense. The only question I would have is when law enforcement officers go through certification and they do their week training, do they teach them common sense?
Further remarks.
Madam President.
Senator Drake.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd move the previous question.
Question's been called. Is there a second? Those in favor of calling the question say aye. Opposed, nay. The question has been called. The question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1038 as amended. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
No.
Bogue?
No.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick?
No.
Dennert?
No.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
No.
Duxbury?
No.
Everest?
No.
Greenfield?
No.
Hagen?
No.
Ham?
Aye.
Hutmacher?
No.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
No.
Koskin?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre.
No.
Moore.
No.
Munson.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Putnam.
No.
Reedy.
No.
Staggers.
No.
Sutton.
Aye.
Simmons.
Aye.
Bitter.
Aye.
Valesky.
No.
Whiting. Simmons, no. Senator Olson.
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 18, nays 17.
House Bill 1038 has received a majority vote of the members-elect and is passed as amended. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.
Madam President.
Senator Hutmacher.
Please note my intent to reconsider.
So noted.